Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. With the declaration of foreign aid as a weapon against Sana'a, has the Salvation Government resorted to foreign aid due to a lack of options, or is there no other choice? A Thawra Daily newspaper issued in Sana'a on Friday, February 2, 2024, focused on the response of Deputy Foreign Minister Hussein Al-Azzi to the British Foreign Minister through his tweet on the X platform. He stated, "The British hinting at using aid as a weapon against the Yemeni people is shameful." Deputy Minister added in his tweet that this hint will not deter the Yemeni people from continuing their fair humanitarian support for civilians in Gaza. This comes in the wake of the United Nations call on Thursday, February 1st, 2024, to provide $2.7 billion to fund humanitarian operations in Yemen in the year 2024. What was stated in the tweet of the Deputy Foreign Minister of the Salvation Government, Hussein Al-Azzi, indicates his government's insistence on retaining foreign aid from countries waging war against it, rather than rejecting it outright, which is appropriate, especially since those countries have started to use aid as a weapon to achieve political goals. While Washington excludes imposing sanctions on Sana'a because they will affect the people, Britain openly wields the weapon of aid to influence the political decisions of the Sana'a government. Aid is a dangerous hidden weapon in the hands of those who offer it. They use it at their convenience. It has multiple dimensions, including food, medical, educational, social, environmental, and other hidden objectives, disguised under the label of, quote, aid. Some of this aid even comes with conditions from the donor country, designed fundamentally in the country providing it, and its workers spread throughout cities and villages in Yemen in unimaginable ways. As usual, a portion of it ends up in the pockets of UN organizations and some ministers and influential individuals who, by nature of aid, expect it within their areas of expertise. We have repeatedly warned of the danger of aid that the ruling regime in Yemen has become accustomed to over decades. The humanitarian basis of Al-Azzi's tweet reveals that it does not stem from Islamic aqidah. Why? And the pressing question here is, why do the Houthis insist on its continuation? The foreign minister of the Salvation Government submitted an offer letter on January 21st, 2024 to the new executive director of the World Food Program, Cindy McCain, the widow of the late American Republican presidential candidate, John McCain. Prior to that, there was a call by Muhammad Ali al-Houthi on November 26, 2023, to maintain the American World Food Program. The absence of programs for the Salvation Government over the years reflects its reliance on others, whoever they may be. The feeble National Vision Program, which has been half the life of the Salvation Government, with its leading economic vision purportedly designed to alleviate economic burdens on the people, the genetically modified wheat imported across borders and cultivated in Sa'da, Al-Jawf, Al-Hudaydah, and elsewhere, and the boycotted products flooding the markets, this program contradicts Islamic principles and has not produced anything tangible in reality. So what distinguishes the Salvation Government from its predecessors, aside from slogans? The slogan of change is declared, but it is not present on the ground. The Salvation Government has not saved the people in its controlled areas. Instead, it has destroyed and crushed them, much like the Presidential Council government in southern and eastern Yemen. Their actions are shameful. True change can only come through the establishment of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which Hizb ut-Tahrir works towards, inviting the people of Yemen to be part of it. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen.